This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
All right, welcome back, G-Bag Nation. Hope you enjoyed that significant show announcement. You can go back at 105thefan.com or with the Odyssey app. But starting tomorrow, the nosebleed seats, Wolchuk and Schiafalo joining the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Segment here is brought to you by the Frankels. Yeah, texting and driving or drinking and driving are both selfish acts because it's not just about you disregarding your own safety. It's a disregard for someone else's life. A reminder from Franklin Frankel. Visit truckwreck.com. Call 214-333-3333. We'll have a big fan hang coming up Saturday. Twin Peaks Marketplace Boulevard off of 635. All the fan hosts and a live show will be happening from 1 until 5:30 there on Saturday afternoon. And the fan hang will be happening. So the last one in Burleson was so amazing. I know a lot of people got a chance to make it out to that one. If you didn't, and this one is closer to you, we'd love to see you. Still lots of Tolos we haven't reconnected with from what happened a couple of years ago. They're just not getting out and about. But we're making it out and about more and more often. And again, this is our next one, Twin Peaks Irving, 3-5 on Saturday. All right, Brian, we do have to reset the audience on something I asked you about 45 yeah. minutes ago. The report yesterday was Cowboys-Jags week one. I felt like sweet, dubbed to open up the season, going to be 1-0. But from what I'm hearing, and yeah. it sounded like you're hearing the same kind of thing, mm-hmm. it's not going to be Jacksonville week one.
No, looking at the Buccaneers, and you open the if you remember the Buccaneers, it was a Thursday night game, right? In the Buccaneers coming off their championship, and so you had to open Thursday night with them in Tampa at the Raymond James. But so now you return the favor, and with the Buccaneers being on the schedule, the fact that they won the division, you win the division, then you get to pick them up, and they make the Tom Brady and his crew gets to open up week one against the Cowboys at AT&T. So
huge.
Exciting from what I'm hearing on that.
Who knows? Maybe Tom Brady's washed up. You know, these things happen at this age, you know,
yeah.
and, you know, maybe you'll be lucky enough that Tom Brady will be significantly diminished by that point and will be circling the drain. And, mm-hmm. But you know, I think there is a downside to it. But if you can win, man, it would be an epic, like a momentum boost, I think, for your season. So, you know, huge game to start the season out. One of the three NFC juggernauts that you're going to have to face throughout the season.
Yeah, this is it. You know, for the team that supposedly has the weakest schedule, I know it says that right now. I'm really kind of interested, you know, General Lucius, about how the other teams within the division are going to play, though. You know, will the Giants improve? Will the Commanders improve? You know, I think that we all kind of feel like that maybe this division will be poor, but I think there'll be some improvement from those teams. I think this division could be a little bit tighter. You know, I think the Eagles got better along the way. I think the Cowboys got better. You know, and what they were trying to do, I think they got better. Yeah, they lost some key players along the way, but you know,
they got more bad in free agency than they got good in the draft, didn't they?
Yeah, I think to me, where with the Cowboys, if they can get that left guard situation stabilized, you know, and then they, you know, then you get with the, you know, we'll see what happens. I have faith in what Dan Quinn. I mean, my guys around the league were telling me, like, listen, Broadus, you're going to love Dan Quinn. You're going to love how he works with players. You're going to love how he gets everybody involved. So my faith is in Dan Quinn. Whether they get all the turnovers, that's a whole nother story. But those coaches put those players in position to get turnovers. I think it's going to be offensively really with the Cowboys. Well, are they going to be able to, you know, the early, what happens at wide receiver? What happens at, you know, what happens with, you know, that crew? Can they withstand,
Can James or the rookie be good?
Yeah. Can they get that? You know, that's going to be one of those things because.
How's Gallup when he gets back?
Exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the first couple of weeks. Can they run the football? Can they be physical enough up front? So, you know, I think that, the Cowboys maybe came back to the division a little bit, but I kind of feel like, though, that the other teams in the division got a little bit better.
I hope they can run the football. But, you know, so much of the level of success you have is dependent on which team has the best quarterback.
Yeah.
G-Bag Nation. We thought we'd go through the schedule, opponents, and decide how many of these QBs will the Cowboys have a disadvantage in, how many will you be even in, and how many will you have a decided advantage in with Dak Prescott going up against it. And, you know, we just mentioned we think it's going to be Tom Brady here. That's what our sources are telling us in week one. Other than that, Brian, there are only two, maybe three other quarterbacks on the entire schedule that you look at and say, oh, you know, this guy's better than Dak. And it might only be two, you know, depending on what your perspective is. At least two are pretty dang close and two are decided edges. But you have Tom Brady, and I would imagine, even though you can hope he gets old this offseason, he's going to be better than Dak week one. Aaron Rodgers, Green Bay Packers, that's two.
Yeah.
I don't think anybody's going to make a case that Dak's on Aaron Rodgers' level. Although, you know, a couple, 3 years ago when he had some horrible play calling and coaching, it looked like, you know, maybe Aaron Rodgers was trending in a direction that Dak would overtake him. He ultimately did not. Matthew Stafford with the Rams, maybe the third most accomplished quarterback. That's it. Okay. So you get two clear ones and then boom, you're onto Stafford. And I think right now a lot of people give Stafford the edge on who's the better. But for the balance of the career, I think Stafford and Dak's a pretty good tie.
What would you think about Joe Burrow in week two?
Okay. That's the fourth best quarterback on the list.
Okay.
And right now I think Joe Burrow is catching Dak very quickly. Mm-hmm. Maybe he passed him last year. He didn't have a problem beating playoff teams.
No, he did not.
He didn't have a problem performing under pressure.
Taking a lot of sacks, too.
As I've said, like...
He's coming back from injury, too, as well.
With young quarterbacks, I need time. You know, every now and then there's a Patrick Mahomes where you're like, oh, well, yeah. As soon as he starts, you're like, hey, there's one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL. It's going to be that way for 15 years. But with guys like Burrow, you know, Goff, Wentz, even Dak, I'm like, you know, I need years of time to evaluate. And, you know, because you can do well in one hot run. Can you repeat it? You know, Baker Mayfield was great for 8 weeks in his rookie season.
Yeah.
And other than that, I don't know if he's ever got back to that level. How do you do with it, Burrow versus Dak?
I think Burrow's better than Dak.
Burrow's better than Dak right now. Yeah. How about Kirk Cousins with the Vikings?
I think that you're talking to probably, I would lean on Dak a little bit more there. I think if Dak, okay, I'll lean on Dak just because I think you're going to have a healthier Dak. You know, Dak didn't get to play against Cousins, and they did beat Minnesota with, you know.
Rush.
With Rush. So, yeah, I kind of feel like that to me. I think they're on it because I just always look at the division, you know, and what's going on with Daniel Jones and Hurts and, you know, and then now you got Wentz.
Yeah.
I mean, I still feel like you're better than all three of those guys.
Yeah.
Now the questions have come about, you know, what happened. Is he better than, you know, at Indianapolis when you're going to play Matt Ryan? You know, now you're starting to get down to when you're starting to talk about Ryan and then talk about Cousins.
Yeah.
Now it's a little bit more of a.
Yeah, Ryan and Cousins are about a tie, I think. You know, Cousins gets to play with such a conservative offense that's trying to run the football, and he still makes bad decisions with it. You know, I think his recklessness, his leadership is not on par with Dak, but I think he can make more out of something better than Dak. And Jared Goff, Trevor Lawrence, Justin Fields, Davis Mills. And then at the bottom of this, you get Jalen Hurts, Daniel Jones, and Carson Wentz twice as the worst quarterbacks that the Cowboys are going to face this year. I think there is a, you know, really a great opportunity if you can get back to efficient and timely quarterback play, get him manageable third downs. There could be a pretty sizable gap. I had the same feeling last year when we got to Oxnard. Could be a highly successful regular season. No shot once you get to the playoffs. That's kind of how I'm looking at this team right now. Looking at these quarterbacks, looking at this schedule.
Yeah, and you know the hope is, though, like you said, that the thing that just worries me, though, about it, again, is it where's it going to fall on the offensive coaches? Joe Philbin, you know, Kellen Moore. Where is it going to fall on these guys? Is Mike McCarthy going to have to step in to save his job? You know, that's the kind of things when – You get the play. It might if the offense doesn't have success, you might not be talking about playoffs.
Yeah.
You really might not. You know, I mean, the defense, I have a lot of faith in this defense, but, you know, if this thing turns into all of a sudden, you know, Philadelphia gets hot, I think that's the one team you really have to worry about in the division. I think they made some upgrades, as I've said before. But hopefully your quarterback, I mean, the thing that bothers me is how well you started last year. And then when things started to fall apart, you had no answers. And I'm worried about that again.
Mm-hmm.
Is it going to be another offseason where you didn't work on trying to get answers?
Well, hopefully it's a big offseason with them trying to figure out how to run the football again and telling Kellen Moore.
That would help.
You can't pretend like we're going to pass our way up and down the field for 17, 18 weeks. Rich Strike is out of the Preakness.
Yeah.
Now, Brian, it's another thing that makes it seem suspicious. I can't run this horse. Yeah, we're just going to go home. We're going out on top.
Yeah.
To be like not good enough to run the Derby, I'm a replacement horse, and then a mile and a half into the damn race, I take off like I'm Carl Lewis against a bunch of weekend warriors.
That horse did exactly what you wanted it to do.
And now you're
going to
pull a disappearing. He did what I advise professional athlete. I don't know. That's unfair allegations. But you know how performance-enhancing drugs is a big factor in all kinds of racing. Everybody's trying to get an edge. You're just going to show up out of nowhere, win the Kentucky Derby as the second greatest long shot ever in an incredible sprint to the finish where you were dusting like the top horses in the entire world and then disappear and have it not look suspicious. Well, am I adding things up? You're the horse man here.
No, I tell you what, we're getting ready for the Belmont is what we're doing. But if you look at Rich Strike, though, too, Sonny Leone.
Cleaning the system before the drug test ahead of the Belmont.
Well, that's
saving the reputation and the
Bob
breedability
Baffert,
of this horse.
Bob Baffert, the same thing happened. His horse went down with, you know, I mean, they test these horses. But I love when you throw in that line about, I don't know. It's kind of suspicious here. But, yeah, I think that, you know, the thing that's interesting right now is because of this horse is that it's jockey Sonny Leone, who I mentioned, is suspended right now.
Oh, big surprise.
But Sonny's kind of a crazy rider, and so he's suspended right now. So, you know, getting ready. I mean, they don't run the Preakness till I believe May 21st is when it is. So they're talking about rest and recovery. Maybe under your analysis, there needs another cycle.
Masking agents.
That needs to come through.
Yeah.
But yeah, the plan is to run Rich Strike, though, in the Belmont, which the Belmont is the longest race of the three, so it might make some sense for some training stuff.
I was more scared of Carson Wentz than Jalen Hurts, says the truckwreck.com fan text. What was the announcement? Sorry, I was away from the radio. Nosebleed Seats joining us tomorrow. It was a big announcement. You should go back and listen at 105throughthefan.com.
I thought you did a nice job of building
Odyssey
it up.
App. Yeah, it was fun. I had a lot of fun doing it.
Yeah. I was ready for the Chicago Bulls music.
And now. Yeah, that's cool. So thanks to those guys for joining us. Again, thanks to Reggie and KG for trying out. They are going to take over in the evenings, I believe after the baseball season, when there is more time for them to spread their wings, flex what they do. When we come back, G-Bag Nation, it is time for the sports to continue. If the Mavs season ends tonight, I have three realistic plans to make them a lot better. And it's coming up next on 105.3 The Fan.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.